Welcome everybody to the Motivational Trainer. Thank you for joining me today. And what I would like to talk to you about is clearing the fog. You know, freeing up your mind to focus on what you want in life. And to do so, you have to leave me a comment. So before I get started, leave me a comment, leave me a review, hit the subscribe button. 5-star reviews are definitely better for my exposure and helps me reach folks who want to be reached. So I really do appreciate that. But what can you do to focus a little bit more on you and getting you where you want to be in life? Not that you aren't there, but there's always opportunity to take steps in the right direction. Most of us aren't, you know, and I didn't get there to a very, very long time because it is not a simple thing to do. Just staying focused enough to build momentum is a very, very challenging thing to do. And that's why here at the Motivational Trainer, we take baby steps in that direction because we need to build healthy habits. And the hard thing about that is to build a habit, you have to do it repetitively for an extended period of time. And with today's society and how today's living is, there's so many distractions. You know, there's internal distractions, there's external distractions. So what the program also focuses on is mitigating those distractions and getting you into the position to put you in a position where you can be successful. So how do we go about doing that? So a lot of it starts with the state, you know, your current state, and making sure your body chemistry will allow you to stay focused. A good example, and I've used this example before, you know, if you go and get drunk the following day, you will probably not be overly productive just because you have a chemical imbalance in your body, and that's going to throw you off for that next day. It's hard to focus when you're hungover. Another thing is, and it doesn't have to be as influential as alcohol, obviously recreational drugs will do even more of a number on your system. But, you know, there's certain people that, you know, you just need to know your body and how your body responds to certain things. Some folks don't respond to a lot of carbohydrates. I'm one of those people. I just do not. I get carbs in my system and it inflames my cells, and I just feel more lethargic than if I don't eat a lot of carbs. So maybe that's that. And maybe you don't even know that about yourself right now. And that's the beauty of the program, is you know thyself. You get to be one with how your body reacts to what it's currently putting itself in. And then what do we need to do to get it into a position where you're going to be optimal to be extremely productive. So other great examples is the distractions, you know, the social media, what's going on out there in the world, what is going on in your phone. Do you have the willpower right now to put down your phone for 15, 20 minutes and really focus on you and growing you and growing your family and growing your financial situations and growing your career? Or right now, since it's a habit, are you more concerned with picking up your phone first thing in the morning and seeing what, you know, your friend or, you know, one of your friends, Facebook friends on the other side of the world who you don't really know, what they're saying, what they're commenting on, or, you know, what's the latest tweet from whomever that really doesn't apply to anything that has to do with you? You know, the fascinating thing about Twitter, and kudos for them for making a business model out of this, is, you know, folks who really aren't the, you know, necessarily ones, and this is my constructive criticism, have the best point of views or maybe the most educated or experienced in a certain field, has an audience. And this is the first time in history we've ever had that. Typically, the ones who have the audiences are usually somebody who's well-versed in the topic, you know, somebody who specializes in a topic, somebody who's well-educated and has been doing something for a number of years. That's not the case anymore. Right now, there are influencers on Instagram who can't drink beer, who are under the age of, you know, purchasing a firearm or purchasing tobacco, and, you know, that's a different story for a different show. But, you know, there are folks who are going to listen to this podcast who are doing that. Subconsciously not even realizing it, you know, just picking up the phone first thing in the morning as opposed to doing what you got to do first thing in the morning to get yourself in a good situation. Finances are a great example. Finances are the number one reason that folks get divorced. finances are number one stressor in all of our lives. Finances are, in many folks' lives, are so out of control that they put your body in a state of fight or flight, which is ridiculous. You know, the fight or flight mechanism in our body is really there, ingrained in our DNA, for when we have to run from a saber-toothed tiger. You know, it's not supposed to have evolved in today's society where we don't have all the insecurities as we did when we were currently evolving into man and woman. But it